Continuing in Unit 9, we'll discuss Lesson 3, Inflation Targeting. We want to find out how do we actually target inflation. So a policy called Inflation Targeting. Some central banks use their tools to set the inflation rate as close as possible to a target. Just as we know that a monetary authority cannot literally control interest rates, we know it cannot literally set the inflation rate either, right? So rather, it can use the policy tools at its disposal to influence the economy in an attempt to reach the target inflation rate. In its simplest form, the target is some publicly announced inflation rate or figure, say 3%. If the monetary authority or the central bank thinks the inflation rate is likely to be higher than 3% for the year, it adopts a contractionary monetary policy to reduce the inflation rate. So contractionary, they want to contract the money supply, potentially raise interest rates. They want to make inflation come down. They want to bring asset prices down. They want to cool off the economy. So they'll use a contractionary monetary policy, right? They want to curb inflation to be 3% or less, right? If it thinks that the inflation rate is likely to be lower than the target, it adopts an expansionary policy. Expansionary policy, again, lower interest rates, higher money supply into the market, and more bank lending. So this will ramp up expansion and growth inside the market. So this will be an expansionary policy. Inflation is the world, is in this world, so inflation is predictable, right? One argument often heard is that deflation or negative inflation is problematic too. From a historical perspective, a prolonged period of deflation in the United States occurred during the Great Depression. It also coincided with a negative output growth, right? So major contraction in the economy. More recently, Japan experienced both slow real gross domestic product and some periods of deflation during the 1990s. Many policymakers have apparently concluded that deflation is to be avoided because it could possibly underlie a depression because of historical measures. An alternative possibility is that deflation is correlated with periods of low economic activity, but it is unclear whether it is the cause or the consequence of a sluggish economy. Whatever the connection between deflation and depression, the prevailing wisdom of the Fed and other central banks is to avoid deflation. Given that the central banks cannot always hit their targets precisely, aiming for zero inflation makes deflation more likely than when central banks adopt a target with positive inflation. Some inflation may make it easier for relative prices and wages to adjust in the economy. If the demand for beef decreases and the demand for pork increases, then the price of beef should decrease relative to the price of pork, and the price of pork would increase. Such adjustment is therefore straightforward. Let's use similar logic now. Saying that if the demand for accounts decreases and the demand for systems analysis increases, then the wage of accountants should decrease and the wage of systems analysts should increase, right? This may be more problematic. People typically respond very negatively if there's an attempt to cut their wages. It may be easier for employers to let inflation do the job of reducing the real wage instead. A second issue is whether the inflation target should be allowed to vary. Instead of announcing a 3% target for all times, the monetary authority might decide that the target rate should depend on the state of the economy. For example, they could have a higher target rate in recession and a lower target rate in booms. This way monetary policy could still be used to help keep the economy at potential max output. Now finally, there's a question of punishment for missing a target. If the purpose of inflation targeting is to support a particular or a moderate inflation rate, such as 3%, then a central banker missing the target out ought to be fined or even terminated, just like a manager of a store who consistently misses sales targets. they should be handled one and the same. They don't make an inflation target and then miss that target. They should be handled similarly as someone that is operating a business, that is managing a business. Presumably, if a central bank has goals to achieve, it should also have incentives to meet those goals. Central bankers are often called to testify in front of bodies such as the U.S. Congress, who monitor the progress of the economy relative to particular targets.